Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I'm with Peg Luke. She's a Grammy and Emmy nominated flutist, gospel, Christian music composer. I love that. Oh my goodness. And she has a new single out, My Faith Looks Up. And I believe that's a rendition of someone else who wrote that, Ray Palmer, correct?
Correct.
And so, yeah, let us know, you know, what inspired you to redo this song, and let us know more about Peg Luke.
Well, put it in a nutshell, it's somewhat difficult, but I think that God has worked through me in the most unusual and positive and uplifting way possible. I have always been a church-going gal. Even when I was a little kid, I was in the choir, and I was always doing my music and always playing my flute, and people always seemed to be really connected to it. And then I decided that I would make this my life mission, my music, to proclaim God's word. But I did it in a different way. When I was 7 years old, I was riding in my parents' car. I was in the back seat. I remember exactly the location. And I felt this pull. It was almost like God speaking to me. Now, I was 7 years old. Now, when you're 7 years old, you don't know
right.
What comes from what. You're still pretty young.
Right.
And I heard God say, I would like you to play the flute. I would like to make flute what you do for your life. Well, in the past few years, it has expanded more than just my flute. So long story short, I proceeded to go to college in flute performance in the classical realm.
Okay.
And it was very good to me. After I graduated, I studied with some really amazing flute teachers, including Jeffrey Gilbert, who was one of the most prolific flute performers. He was past principal flutist with the London Symphony Orchestra, and he told me, you should quit college and just make flute your career. Just become a performing flutist around the world. But
wow.
I didn't believe him, and my time was to go back to college and finish up. So after college, I started teaching in college and universities, and then was asked to come and perform at Carnegie Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I performed at Carnegie Hall 11 times.
Wow.
And in those 11 times on that New York stage, I learned more and more about the presence of God, the power that God put in my heart to transcend God's love for us, and for anyone listening, because not only were audiences somewhat amazed by what I brought to the stage, but I think they felt something more.
Right.
Along with in my teaching studio, I feel as if I would always get an abundance of flute students, but it wasn't because of what I was teaching. It was because of what I was almost spiritually sending them, like this feeling of love and connectedness and positivity. So that was kind of the beginning of my career. And then I got married when I was 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And to this wonderful, wonderful doctor and musician that I've known for a long time. And I never thought that I was going to ever get married. And I did. And God only expanded who I was and what I was.
Uh-huh.
And so we started our journey together, and I stopped teaching, and I started to blossom into Christian music. And this producer by the name of Neil Merrick Blackwood, he's a Grammy Award-winning producer. He's worked with some of the greats, including like Willie Nelson, any of the incredible, iconic country people. And he said, I hear something in you, Peggy, and I really want to work with you. So we worked together, and I spent about 6 months composing this project called Psalm Space.
Okay.
And it was a tribute to my mother and father who had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt somewhat alienated. I felt lost. I felt sad. I was grieving. And I felt people needed a positive uplift for anybody that was feeling lost or being just not included. I wanted people to feel like they were loved. And right. So we created this beautiful project called Psalm Space. And if you haven't heard it, you can find it online. From there, it wasn't the end yet.
Right.
And my husband is a doctor, so he got a job out in Colorado. And this was in the 2019. And we decided we would move to Colorado. And I could do my music remotely from anywhere.
Right.
And we moved, and I was getting really sick. I mean, really sick. And it was something that I never felt before. I had pain. I couldn't describe. And every day I remember I would go to church and pray and say, please, Lord, whatever is going on with me, can you help heal me? Can you help with this pain?
Right, right.
And I ended up in so many ERs, and I finally ended up in an ER in Colorado. And the ER doc came in and said, you have something called mesentery paniculitis. Now, I'd never heard of it before.
Right.
It's a rare condition. It's an autoimmune disease.
Uh-huh.
And it affects the mesentery. And the mesentery is an organ which actually holds your organs together.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a scarring of all that tissue.
Mm.
No one knows exactly how it originates. There's no cure for it. It's a rare condition. And it can go into your lymph nodes. Because it's an autoimmune disease,
right?
It actually inflames my lymph nodes.
Mm.
So when my lymph nodes get inflamed, it gets extremely painful.
Right.
Extremely painful.
Right.
So I've lived with this disease for the last 5 years.
Wow.
Now, you remember 19 was a precursor to 2020.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Which is the COVID year.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we know about all the loss
yes.
that we have all felt. All of us have felt
yes.
all that loss.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a global pandemic.
Right. And then from there, I tried to take the first vaccine
okay.
for COVID.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up getting really sick for 6 months. I mean, horribly sick, like
right.
felt I was going to die. And so that made it impossible for me to get another vaccine. So I ended up actually being isolated in the house for the next, well, I've pretty much been isolated for the last 5.5 years. Now I have gone out and done things,
uh-huh.
but because of the disease, it makes it hard for me to ride in the car because
oh.
of the motion of the car and the bumps, because
right.
the bumps can actually perpetuate the disease.
Ugh.
So what has happened to me in the last 5 years is an immense connection to God like I have never had it. My faith has gone up 100% compared to what I had before, which I thought I had quite a bit of faith before.
Right.
When you are faced with the prospect of an unknown disease, you don't know how much longer you're going to live.
Right.
You don't know whether you can battle diseases that come your way. It really makes your life come into focus, like what's important, what's not important.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, it's our relationship with God and our love of other people. And so my mission has been, I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot.
No, that's why we say we are where key players speak. That's it. We're going to let you speak. Go ahead. Go ahead, Peg.
Wonderful.
Don't worry about
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful. So the mission of my life now has been to really let people know that God loves them.
Right.
God loves you. You are God's light. God
yes.
is with you all the time.
Yes.
There is nothing you can do to separate yourself from
come
the
on.
Love of God.
Come on.
So my mission has been to write music
mm-hmm.
that really tells that message.
Right. And we understand that music, and especially, you know, classical music, is a healing agent. And Christian music is a healing agent as well.
And I not only do classical, but I also do Christian music. You
right.
know, I am starting to merge more and go out larger than I ever have been with my music genre. You know,
yes.
I don't, it's funny how when everything becomes possible, how nothing becomes impossible.
Right.
So I'll tell you a little bit about my new release that's happening this week. I'll tell you a little bit about the background, and I'll try to keep it briefer.
Don't worry really? About it. This is mine. You can talk. We are conversating. This, let the people know, you know, this is, to me, what I enjoy most. One of the things yeah. that's happening in this world is everything is quick, fast, and in a hurry. I am so glad that I know how to wait. Because if you don't know, sometimes you gotta wait on the Lord. And sometimes people are so busy moving so fast, you miss them. So please, take your time, sweetie. Take your time. Because people need to hear this. And that's the problem. Nobody wants to sit and listen. You have wisdom to share. So share.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So the new release that's coming out soon is called Smiling Through the Pain, Nigeria.
Okay.
It was inspired by my disease. As truly, I smile through my pain every day.
Amen. Amen.
But the idea of the peace is there is hope through the pain.
Right.
There is hope. There is never a moment where I say, I give up.
Amen.
There is always hope in God. Always.
Yes.
Never
yes.
give
yes.
Never give up. And the last phrase says, God will be with us. God will be with us. It was inspired by the disease, but composed during the events of the L.A. fires.
Oh,
when
okay.
L.A. was on fire. And I said, I have to make this piece bigger than me.
Right.
So I started putting lyrics that talked about actually looking at a situation through somebody that had been victimized, whether it was through fires, whether it has been through violence, whether it has been through abuse, whether it can be war, anything. And to come out on top of it.
Yes.
It's a victory.
Yes.
It's a victory.
Yeah.
And so once this piece got actually composed and recorded, then the time of our new administration, all the confusion.
Yeah.
And to say that people are not in the ultimate control, even though they may think that they
come
are.
On.
God is doing the speaking still. God has not given up on us. Love is still the most important thing that we can give to one another, and God gives it to us freely.
Yes.
But that is what this song is about. This song is about victory. It's about victory.
Right. That's the word. Jesus causes us to triumph.
Yes.
He said, be of good courage. He has overcome the world and its systems, right? We're kingdom citizens. We call on heaven, yeah. not man. And so,
that's
you know, so there's a difference. You know, I would say we don't panic. We pray. We call on the Lord. According to scripture, he says, and I heard their cry. And so yeah. if he hears us, that means there must be a relationship somewhere, right? I always say, you know, when I feel pressure, I always call on God
yes.
first, because I used to yes. call my friend or call someone to just kind of vent. And I remember I was
right.
going through something one day, and I mean, it was just horrendous. And I called somebody and they were really busy, and they was like, I'm gonna hit you right back. And they didn't actually. And I understand they couldn't be there for me at that particular time, you know. And I just fell to my knees and I started praying and, you know, calling out to the Lord saying, Lord, help me. Oh, my God. You know,
and God is always there.
Yes. And immediately another individual called me and was like, you know, God told me to call you and pray for you. And I literally almost fainted, because I was like, you know, only God knows. Only he knows. So I have now practiced, right, going to him first.
Right.
Just let me sit in my chair. Let me pray. Let me talk to you about it. And then in that, I can get the resolve through the Holy Spirit.
And so I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
You forget about that. I needed to hear that.
Mm.
Your testimony. Because we forget about that.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote this piece called Benediction. It's based off of John 3.
Mm-hmm.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Right.
So that everyone that believes him may not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his son to condemn this world, but that the world could be saved through him.
That's it. That's it. It's that people read the Bible and they grab their scriptures. But you have to understand there's power by reason of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so you have to trust it. And so when I gave that example of seeking him first, if every time you're faced with a situation and you go to man before God, you'll never identify his revealed power. You'll give that glory to someone else and you won't give it to him. And so that's what frustrates him, you know. Because
right.
he's such a good God,
right.
such a good God. Oh. And in everything that you do, he has already provided. You know, I always say people sing that song, he's already provided, but you don't believe it.
Right, right. Oh, I love what you have to say. And you know, I think God sends us people in our life. I really do.
Absolutely.
And I think that there's a reason why we talk. I think there's a reason why we're guided.
We are the evidence. Glory. We are the evidence of the living word, right? Jesus came in veiled in flesh, right? So are we, right? By way of the Holy Spirit. We're spirit beings, so we're in veiled in flesh. So we're the evidence of the word.
Right.
With that being said, then whatever the word says applies, right? So by reason of the word, you are healed in the name of Jesus. By reason of the word, that disease cannot continue to dis-ease you. By the reason of the word, it has to be consumed by the consuming fire of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, right? By reason of the word, even if they tell you it's there, it won't discomfort you by reason of the word of God. By reason of the word, we can agree that you are free from that disease today. By reason of the word.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
No, believe that.
Yeah.
Today. It don't take God all day. See, this is what I tell people. It's faith, right? We walk by faith, not by sight. So yes, the enemy will do something to aggravate you and you'll feel the pain because I said today you're healed and you'll feel the pain and think that, God just want me to be in pain. No, he don't. That's the lie. So we rebuke the lie. We rebuke the discomfort and we call you made whole and healed. In Jesus' name. That's what he asked the man at Bethesda. He said, do you want to be made whole? Now, if that's what you want, then that's what you have. Okay, right. This is an interview. Okay, I didn't went somewhere, but you know,
thank you so much.
Wherever God, you know, you start talking about the Lord, honey, I'm all in, okay?
Yes. Well, and it's so funny, because I go back to one of my Carnegie Hall performances. I've got to tell you this story.
Come on.
It was before Russia was doing a lot of crazy things. This was way before Putin's time. And I did this concert as a gift to the Russian people. And there were tons, the audience was mainly Russian that had come to the concert. And I was playing this wonderful folk song of Russia for the encore. And those Russian immigrants in New York City sat there and clapped in rhythm and sang with me, sang with me as I played. Now, if that isn't some kind of unity being shown with people you don't know from a different part of the world that you shouldn't love, that you shouldn't be connected to, but yet God connects us. God connects us. It was really beautiful. It was a really beautiful moment.
Now you have an album out, Halo, right? Tell us about that.
part of a sync licensing community, and sync licensing is music that is used for film and TV and commercials and video and social media, et cetera. And they have these contests in this social, in this sync licensing group. And I decided to write this piece for one of the pieces for the contest. Well, the piece turned out to not only talk about a person that had thought that they'd lost everything, but they really hadn't.
Right.
They really hadn't, because like you were talking before, God is still with us, and I translated it into, it can be about God, it can be about a person that you've lost, it could be about someone that you wish that you had still in your life, but that person is somewhat there in spirit. It kind of morphed into this spiritual awakening, and I proclaim, you are my halo. You are my halo. You are my light in the darkness. You're my everything.
But talk about My Faith Looks Up, the new single.
Oh, My Faith Looks Up. My Faith Looks Up was in my music library for years. I'd forgotten all about it. And then I came back to it and I thought, oh, this is such a great little piece. And like I said, I took the lyrics from Ray Palmer. From My Faith Looks Up to Thee, the Lamb of Calvary, that old standard hymn, and I rethought it in the vein. And people seem to like my Irish music. And I took an Irish harp, I took a bakron, which is kind of, it's one of those round drums that you hold in your hands, and it's got that little stick, and it's a really cool sound. And then I took the Irish flute, and then I rethought the melody of the piece.
Okay.
And it's an uplifting Irish reel that you can dance to. I always tell people, put your dancing shoes on, because it's fun. I like to write things that are unexpected, have some light in them, and make people happier, you know? That can be a wonderful tool.
Now, how do you come up with composing a song? What's your process with that?
I think it starts with a God message first.
Uh-huh.
It's a God message first, and then God puts these ideas in my head. And if the idea stays in my head, then I say, okay, I need to do something with this.
Okay.
And then we'll sit either at my working desk and write lyrics, or sit at the piano and start to write melody. And then usually the bass line will come, and then the harmony will come. And then from there, I start composing. So it's a process that can either start with the lyrics or the music or both at the same time. Sometimes it comes first, sometimes the lyrics come first.
What other instruments do you play?
I play the piano. I actually started piano at the age of 5, flute at the age of 7, and I've always sung, and I've composed since the time that I started taking piano. So I was composing at the age of 5.
Man, I love your enthusiasm and the fact that you're bringing back some of the great hymns in a way that we can truly just enjoy.
It's been a pleasure to be here with you, talk with you. And I love the idea that I'm a member of your family.
Yes, and that's what we say. Once a key player, always a key player.
Because I would love to stay in touch with you. It has been such a God wink moment being sent to you today, Nigeria. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. And let everybody know your social media or your website where they can, you know, purchase your song or keep in touch with you.
Yeah, you can Google Peg Luke, P-E-G-L-U-K-E, and you will find everything there on that Google site.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And like we say, once a key player, always a key player. So we expect to hear from you. I said it again, and I'm going to say it. We expect to hear from you in 2026 on the new project, okay?
Nigeria, thanks so much for having me. You are a godsend. Thank you.
You are more than welcome.